Today's sales leaders face a difficult task, selling the right products at the right time through the right channels. A new three-day program from Harvard Business School Executive Education addresses this problem directly. Join us on the Boston campus in August for Managing Sales Teams and Distribution Channels, where you will discover strategies that can lead to the best sales performance. Learn more by clicking the banner or visiting hbs.me/sales. That's hbs.me/sales.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics. Hottest music. And the hottest ladies. You're listening to The Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes,
Tahira,
and Karishma, on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome to The Girlfriend Network right here on the Love Zone USA. I am Karishma, and we have a wonderful, wonderful show on this week. We have a great guest coming on later, and this week, in, you know, since Mother's Day is coming up, we are doing a Moms Who Rock show. So let me introduce my wonderful co-host, who is also a mom that is rocking it all the time, because she is an actor, she is a model, she is an entrepreneur, she is a fitness guru. She is, I mean, everything you can name, she does it all. And on top of all of that, she is an awesome mom. Nicole Martin, are you there?
Oh, Karishma, thank you. I'm over here blushing. Thank you so much.
Like I said earlier, the truth is the truth. So, I mean, you have to give props where they're due. And on a show like this, having a mom that rocks as one of the hosts is amazing. I have to give you the shout out that you deserve.
That is so sweet. Thank you. And happy Mother's Day to all of our listeners. So, yes. And you know what, Karishma? Your mom rocks too, because she raised you. We love Karishma. Karishma is nothing but pure excellence. And I am so happy that you and I are co-hosts and we get to spend this time together every Monday with our listeners. Hey, listeners. And if you're out there, please call in, talk to me or Karish or our fabulous guest coming up. Call us at 347-539-5729. And don't forget, guys, we have an IG page. So please hit us up at the_girlfriend_network. So what's going on, Karish? How was your week? What's happening?
You know, my week has been wonderful because it's just been super, super beautiful weather. Just been, you know, busy, enjoying this, trying to be outside as much as possible. And, yeah, everything has just been going great. I feel like I've, you know, when you can't remember what all things you've done and you just feel busy,
right.
Busy. That's kind of how
yes.
I feel about you. What's been going on?
I've had an exciting week. I had, like, two major things that happened. The first thing that happened was I submitted my son for a casting. And he got called in for the casting. And not only did they want to see him, but they wanted to see me too, like a mother-son type of deal. So that was that was crazy. Very awesome. So my son and I got to attend this casting together. We spent the day in New York. We had dinner. It was, you know, really nice, especially with it, you know, Mother's Day being upon us. So that was really special because my son is older and not always a lot of time for mom. So any moments that I can steal with him are greatly appreciated and treasured. So, and then the second fabulous thing, I had a abs boot class this past weekend. And it's only the second class that I've given as a personal trainer. And it was so successful. My class was packed. The women love it. It was such a big hit that I'm doing it again this weekend. So I'm really excited. So Enoka Fitness is on the rise. So I'm really happy about that.
How are people able to do this abs boot camp class?
How? Well, we had a lot of different things going on because a lot of people don't realize you can do some ab work standing up. You could do ab work sitting down. You could do ab work with a partner. So I mixed it up. I made it fun. I had games. I had women, like, competing. I had them planking for a prize. So, you know, because I always talk about, when people think about exercising, they're like, oh, it's so hard. It's so boring. But it doesn't have to be necessarily hard all the time, and it doesn't have to be boring. It could be fun. So it's just about mixing up your workouts and making it fresh. So one of the things I wanted to teach these women was, hey, you could do abs right at home in front of your television. You don't need to go to a fancy gym and spend a lot of money on a membership. Everything you need is right at home. And we used water bottles, Karish, as like our weight. So it was awesome. So, yes.
A water bottle? Well, that's crazy.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, there's different things that you could do with a water bottle for your workout. Absolutely. See?
It's going to be, so for our listeners who want to catch it, they can catch it, like, you, I'm sure you're going to have it on your, like, Instagram, and do, like, an Instagram Live or a Facebook Live, so
do.
That way they can, like, learn some tips.
Yes. We're going to be posting little videos, so please follow me at Enokan, E-N-O-C-A-N, Fitness. And Enokan is actually my name backwards, Nakon. So, yep. So, Karish, I got to get you guys down here to take a class at some point.
No, definitely. Now that, you know, it's summer is already here. I'm behind. I need to get back into shape. And if you're saying it's this easy, then I'm ready. I'm not the one person that is like, oh, excuses.
Yes.
You know what I do want to talk about? Because my Instagram is blowing up at the moment because it's the first Monday in May, and we forgot it's the Met Gala is going on right now.
Yes, yep.
I'm just looking at these looks, and people are slaying it. Like, Rihanna looks amazing.
Always.
And Blake Lively killed it. And I'm just, like, looking at it because my phone has been going off all day.
Really?
And the theme kind of, I guess, stirred up a lot of controversy because it's Catholic church theme. So everyone is in these, like, great, great outfits there, Jessica Parker. Have you had a chance to look at anything yet?
I have not. So please, fill us in. What looks are you liking?
I am looking at Blake Lively. She is just,
yes,
like, she looks like a regal princess. Like, I want to wear that on my birthday. And Rihanna is wearing this, like, amazing silver, like, short, and then she has this amazing, like, everyone is doing, like, really awesome with these headpieces. They're doing, like, these amazing headdresses. You know, we're going to go to a song, and Nicole's going to look at some pictures on Instagram, but when we come back, we're going to have a great,
yes,
guest on, Alexandra Bernard Simmons, who is also a mom that rocks. We're going to talk about her book, Think Like a Boss. So first song right now is going to be Love on Top by Beyonce.
Can't you see the glow? Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Charlie Wilson, and you're listening to
The Love Zone USA, where you can listen to your heart, and we live and learn.
Welcome back to The Love Zone USA. We're here at the Girlfriend Network, and I'm here with my co-host, Karish. Hey, Karish.
Hey.
Hello, and listeners, we want to remind you to please call in and talk to me, Karish, or our fabulous guest that's going to be coming on shortly. Give us a call, 347-539-5729. So before we went to the break, we were talking about the Met Gala, and we were behind the scenes. I got a chance to catch up on some of the looks, and yo, Karishma. Now, you guys know I love Rihanna. I don't think this woman ever fails. I really don't. Does she fail in anything?
No, like, she does not.
Her look is crazy, crazy. Like, we were just talking about her lingerie line, you know, her makeup line is popping. Everybody I know's, you know, owns something from her Fenty line. You know, I just saw that about the lingerie line. I don't think she's ever made a song that wasn't a hit. Now, you know, what, she has, like, a billionaire boyfriend? What the hell? And I said, I'm just sitting here trying not to eat a potato chip and keep all my savings. Oh, but anyway, we love Rihanna. Are there any other looks that you see, Karish? You know who I'm interested in seeing that I haven't seen yet? Jennifer Lopez, because she always slays. Have we seen her
yet
or no?
I have. Jennifer Lopez does look good, but I think Rihanna, right now, out of all the looks, Rihanna and Blake Lively are definitely killing it. And, I mean, Rihanna always sticks to the theme, like, very well. I feel like some people just kind of wear whatever they want to the Met Gala. But same with Blake Lively, who also, hey, she's also a mom that rocks. She has two little babies. So back to our Mom Who Rock episode. We have our wonderful guest online, Miss Alexandra Bernard-Simmons. She is an entrepreneur. She's a choreographer. I mean, she has done it all, and we're going to talk about her book, which are 31 Ways to Think Like a Boss. Miss Bernard Simmons, are you there? Welcome to the show.
I am here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for having me, ladies.
Oh, thank you for being here.
On.
Happy early Mother's Day to you. Can you tell the listeners where they can find you on, you know, Instagram, your social media, and a little bit about yourself?
Of course. So just quickly about me, I am what you call a serial entrepreneur. So I do own three businesses. One is my performing arts school. Like you guys were mentioning, I am a dancer, and I have a performing arts school in two locations. And I also have a travel blog and a travel clothing line titled Travel Bitten Lex. And last but not least, my wonderful movement, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Boss, which is what my book is based on, and all the conferences that we do around the nation. And we have women's retreats, and we also have Think Like a Boss program for teens in schools to teach them how to be entrepreneurs. And I just absolutely love what I do. But in regards to where to find me, you can find me on the gram at Think Like a Boss NJ. Or you could just go on our website where we have all our information and all our events and our retreats and everything just lined up at actladythinkboss.com.
Alexandra, kudos to you for doing so much. I'm exhausted for you. I think it's wonderful. But I'm sure what I'm most interested in to start, and I'm sure a lot of listeners are, Think Like a Boss. Like, I want to know more about that. Where did that derive from, and where did you get the idea to put this into a book and a television show, which I have seen some of? So can you talk about that, and let's expand upon that.
Yes, absolutely. So Think Like a Boss did not come to me until I started my first business. So with my story with that whole situation, and I was actually working in corporate America for 8 years. I was working in technology, and I was making, you know, six figures well before the age of 30. And it was like I still was not happy there, because I feel like sometimes when you're in a situation like a job or something that you don't love, your soul starts to tell you, like, this is not it. And I just kept listening to that inner voice, and that's when I started my first company, the Evolution Hip Hop, the Performing Arts School. So once I found success with that, and I was able to walk away from such a large salary, I'm just like, how do I bring other women with me? Because one of our slogans for Think Like a Boss is No Woman Left Behind. Because unfortunately, women, we kind of cast our dreams aside for everyone else. And just adults in general, I feel like adulthood is where dreams go to die. So Think Like a Boss is basically trying to help the dreamer get into their passion, get into their purpose, and make money off of it. So that whole movement, the TV show, it started off as a radio show, then turned into a TV show, and then the book, and just all these conferences. It's across the board is basically trying to teach people how to follow their passions, how to find their purpose, and how to make money doing it.
That's wonderful. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's completely. I have a question. So for our listeners out there who are, you know, maybe curious about what exactly they should do. You know, a lot of people, I think, now struggle with the idea, and especially a lot of moms out there who have such amazing ideas, such great potential. Sometimes they feel stuck, and they're like, okay, maybe I won't go for it because I have to do this or I have these responsibilities. What do you think also as a mom, what is like a number one kind of advice that you would give to them to just kind of get started?
Right, that's a great question, because that was exactly what I was looking at. I'm a mom. I have a family. I have a mortgage, right? So it's like you can't just jump ship. So the first thing that I always tell people is you have to have an exit plan, an exit strategy. This is not something that, you know, you just do overnight. I didn't leave my job and my industry until my company was 4 years old. So it's basically making sure that all your ducks are in a row and making sure that you're planning accordingly in order to make money. Because one mistake that I see across the board when I consult other business owners is that they did not think their business through thoroughly. So having a business plan and actually thinking your business from the rooty to the tootie, I mean, how it's going to start, how it's going to make money, how you're going to market it, who's going to handle the money, just everything like that needs to be thought about in order for you to start a business. So the creative aspect of it is beautiful, but if you don't have the business side, this is what the book is for. Of course, Think Like a Boss, it had those tips is to help you make that calculated risk when you're about to quit your job. And just in general, now I feel like you can go to different conferences. You could go on YouTube and learn different aspects of business. So it's very, very important to be business savvy.
Yes, definitely. One of the things, too, Alexandra, I hear that all the time, write a business plan. So, like, how do you get started doing that? Is there a proper way to do that, or if you're just writing down different thoughts and perspectives about your business and where you want to be, is this something that you need to seek professional help for, or is there someone that you should have to guide you? Can you talk about that a little bit more? And I'm asking you this for me as well as an entrepreneur. I want to know what your thoughts are. Yeah.
Absolutely. So business plans, luckily enough, there's actually a lot of outlines now for business plans online. In the book, I actually have a link in there, especially if you have the ebook copy. There's actually a link in there where I send you exactly to what your business plan should look like. And a business plan, it is pretty stickler, because one thing that you need your business plan for down the line is for financing. So if you bring a business plan that's not complete or is just kind of out of order to a bank, they're probably going to, you know, look the other way. So there is a certain way that a business plan is supposed to look. It's supposed to start with your executive summary. You talk about your products. You talk about your team. What expertise does everybody bring in? You talk about your financing. How are you getting money? Do you already have capital? So there's a couple of different things that need to be in there, and they also want to see your five-year plan and if you're a liability or not. So there's a lot of different things that go into that business plan that is pretty stickler. Like, you can't kind of just do your own thing and say, hey, I love to make clothes, and this is what it's going to look like. Like, it has to be pretty detailed.
And okay, so back to this as well. Like, you know, since we have someone who really knows everything, this, I feel like this is really helping our listeners. Are there kind of – how do you differentiate between what is – a good business idea and what might just be like a hobby? So, like, as you're working through the business plan, are there any kind of things you should look out for where it's like, okay, you know what, this is maybe just something I do on a side. I'm not sure if this could turn into a successful business.
Right. That's a great question. So one thing I always say to that, even when I do my workshop, one of the first questions I ask everybody is your business marketable? Is your hobby marketable? Are you in the, you know, in your attic making popsicle stick dolls? Like, is that really marketable? Probably not. But if you are an artist, think about how many ways, this is why I always say you have to think like a boss. Think about how many ways you could turn your artistry into something that is marketable. I know an artist that turned her artwork into, like, birthday cards. So she's drawing, you know, the cards out and having messages put in there. I know other artists that turn their artistry into baking cakes, making these extravagant cakes. So the first thing you want to ask yourself is your hobby marketable? And is it going to fill a need in a market? If you're going to start a business, the number one thing is it going to fill a need? Do people need your products or services? If there's no need for it, then it's probably not going to be as successful as you think. So then it might, you know, just remain as a hobby.
Oh, that's really good. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to go into A Song for Mama by Boyz II Men. And when we come back, more tips on how to think like a boss.
Me everything and everything. and care for me. Those guys were great. Whenever I was down, you were always there to comfort me. No one else can be what you have been to me. You will always be, you will always be the girl in my life for all time.
Mama, mama, you know
about. I let fraud niggas run their mouth. I get down like I'm down south. Dirty, dirty, but I'm shut down. In my heels on the daily. Balenciaga runners, maybe. Move through new Mercedes. Why they wanna pay me for my baby? Ha, shit crazy. Pussy wet, pussy gritty. Take your nigga, that's easy. I work hard, they can't take me. I'm used to working two jobs with a few hustles on the side. Lil' Jud, nigga down the ride. Trick daddy, pat me for my smile. Honey here, 500 there. No thousand, they stay aware. When they see you get into the bag, deposits coming, so I'm coming fast. That's when they fuck with your hustle, though. I'm pimping niggas like Hustle Flow. They peeping me everywhere I go. They feeling that money, money glow. Shit talk, but I don't talk shit. Watch some fake hoes you be with. Hold your plug to yourself, G shit. Yeah, been there, yeah, seen it. Don't share shit till you make it first. Add niggas only make it worse. Spitting common sense on the verse.
Hey, this is Mesa. When it's time to get an update on what's happening with the top 7 songs of the last 7 days, I check out Tony Diamond's Countdown on the LoveZoneUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network right here on the Love Zone USA on our very special Moms Who Rock episode with lovely co-host Nicole and our special guest today, Alexandra Bernard-Simmons. Are you all there?
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I am so impressed with everything about Think Like a Boss, Act Like a Lady. It's amazing all these things that you've done. I feel like our listeners are just getting so excited about this as well. So how would they get involved in the program and the conferences that you mentioned? How did you kind of create the idea to be able to reach out to so many people in this way and create it into something that they can actually attend and be a part of?
Yeah, so if they do want to attend, they could just go on our website, and purchase tickets from there. Or we also have a Facebook group that I try to, just connect with different women on there. We talk about different topics, and I also put motivational quotes and things for them there. But if they do want to get involved, all they have to do is send us an email at actlikeabosslady@gmail.com. And because we also bring on a lot of people for our conferences, because some of our conferences have like 300 to 400 people. So we always need volunteers and things like that. So if they just reach out to us and email us, or just do the contact us page on our website, they can definitely contact us that way.
Perfect. And what happens? Like, goes on in the conference? Like, what, if you could give us a little preview of what they're getting?
Absolutely. So every conference is different. We try to bring different themes and different, different fields to each conference. So, for example, one conference we had a tea party where women had to come up all dressed up with, you know, their little hats, and we had intricate plate settings on each and every table for our guests that day. And then we have our annual conference, which is the big one, which are with 400 people. That is just straight talk on business. We have a relationship panel, which is all guys. We have health and wellness. We have emotional intelligence. Like, we try to bring different speakers on different topics to basically, because one of our other slogans is becoming the CEO of your life. And we feel like that can mean anything and in different aspects of your life. So we bring a lot of professionals and a lot of the experts to help, you know, women navigate through different parts of their lives.
Wow. And I love that you mentioned that there is a relationship panel, which is something that, we obviously, we're the Love Zone, we're the Girlfriend Network, we're all things about love. What made you decide to have a relationship panel, and how is that important, and how does it fit into the conference?
Because at the end of the day, like you said, with women, we are the bearers of love, period. Mm-hmm. And not to say that, you know, every woman needs a man in order to be successful, but you should want a loving relationship and what that looks like and what it should look like. So we have psychologists first come in. Like, I don't want, I'm just a love guru and I love, no. I want the professional to come in who studied this, who's seen many marriages either fail or, you know, they try to help it. So they come in and they talk to our audience about a healthy relationship. But the most important part after that is bringing in the males for their point of view of relationships, because at the end of the day, it takes two people in that relationship, and women think completely different than guys do. So I just love just having that relationship portion, because at the end of the day, who you spend the rest of your life with, it actually means a lot. It actually, you know, caters a lot to your happiness overall. So it's important to try to make the right decisions in your love life as well as in your business and in your health.
That is amazing. I think that's something really important to, you know, to have as a part of it, because Prenora is a woman, because we have so many different roles that we're filling in life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, every day Nicole inspires me, because I'm just like constantly looking at it. I'm thinking, like, she is doing everything. Mm-hmm. Like, she is running a business. She is a fitness girl. Like, Nicole really kills it. She is amazing.
Yes, Nicole, work girl.
Nicole, so now, ladies, both of you are moms. And I think the listeners would love to hear how both of you kind of started this whole thing, and like how you are both able to handle such amazing careers, starting businesses, you know, multi-passionate, multifaceted things, and be a mom. So, Alexandra, if you could go into it, and then I would love to hear from Nicole too, because I feel like I haven't heard the actual story, how you guys are just basically being these boss women and boss moms.
Right. So for me, my son, the relationship I have with my son, we're like basically best friends, right? So he's with me, like, a lot. So he sees a lot of the behind the scenes, because he already knows what business he's going to start. So one of the main reasons why I became an entrepreneur is for legacy, is for him to know what legacy building looks like. So he is with me a lot on the journey. And with being a entrepreneur, you have to understand that creates freedom. And that was one thing that was very important for me in regards to becoming an entrepreneur. So when I make my own schedule, I don't miss any of his football games, basketball games, you know, choir stuff, like anything like that, because guess what? If I make my own schedule, I can make sure that I'm there. So for me, the balance of being a mom as an entrepreneur was actually easier than when I was working in corporate America under someone else's rules and someone else's time frame.
Right. Yeah. I can relate, Alexandra, because I want to talk to you. I'm definitely going to get your book, by the way, because I think there is so much that I can learn from you, being a newly entrepreneur myself. So my story is a little different because I didn't really go after my dreams until my son got into college. So I was an aspiring model and actress. I did all that. I was fortunate enough to be able to do all that. And then accidentally, I've always been a lover and very passionate about fitness. I accidentally fell into now owning my own fitness company. And, you know, I sell apparel and I do fitness training and I just started offering classes. But here's my thing, Alexandra, and this is what I want to talk to you about. I have, like, ADD at times because I have so much that I'm doing that I focus on one thing and then my other entity suffer. You know what I mean? I don't how to properly give enough attention to all of my different entities, and that's what I'm struggling with the most. So can you help me with that? Do you have any suggestions?
Absolutely. So the number one thing I say to that is it's time for you to build a team. Like, I know some entrepreneurs are afraid to start hiring people because now you're thinking about your finances. But the more people you hire, the more your business is going to grow and the more you can focus on things that matter for your business. Because for entrepreneurs, one thing that sucks sometimes, especially for the first few years, we have to be the creators, the curators, and we also have to be in the trenches. So it's like, how is your business going to get to the next level if you're doing everything? Like you said, sometimes you feel like you have ADD. Like, that's really what it does feel like. So it's like, how do I bring someone on board that's not going to break my pockets? Right now, virtual assistance is something that is, you know, it's breaking the market as far as entrepreneurial help. So if you get a virtual assistant, that might actually help you with, you know, taking some workload off of you, and you can start focusing on something else.
Okay, Alexandra, I have another problem. Mm-hmm. You're so right. I understand that, but I don't know how to let go because I know you know with all of your businesses, this is my baby. Like, I am a perfectionist, so I'm always in the mindset that nobody is going to do it as great as I. So I'm really trying to let go, and there's been times where I've tried to let go and give other people other responsibilities, and they have disappointed me. So that's, like, my biggest struggle right now. So that's what I need help with, too. I got a lot going on, girl.
No, and you know what? I am the same exact way, so do not feel bad. I am the same exact way. As an Aries woman, I want things done my way and the right way, you know, all the time. But unfortunately, also as a great leader, you have to also believe in your capabilities to train somebody else and also pick the right people for your company. So one thing that I always say is slow to hire, quick to fire. So you want to make sure that you take your time and, you know, interview or, you know, go through your process for the person that you're trying to bring on board. But as soon as you see those red flags, you have to let that person go because they are going to be hurting your company and your bottom line. But it is just integral to business to make sure that your hiring process is up to par so you're bringing in someone that you can trust. Also, you want to kind of because you didn't say it, but you said people disappointed you, which means, like, to me it sounds like these could have been people close to you or maybe family members. Like, I don't know if that's the case, but sometimes you have to be careful with that because that is your baby. And if you're bringing someone that you know or family member and they're coming in to, like, kind of do you a favor. Like, it's not going to always work out in your favor.
True. Yes. Wow. You are dropping some real science. We appreciate you, Alexandra. We're going to take a break, and we're going to listen to Melanin Magic featuring Chris Brown, and we're going to come back and talk to you some more, Alexandra.
All right now.
Up north glow body looking like cinnamon. I'm running shit right now. I think I pulled a ligament. Fashion killer, a liar assassin. Vet mom villain, Balenciaga bastard. Got that melanin magic. Brown skin popping. Always fly. I stay in a cockpit. I want it. I cop it. Open the door then lock it. Hey, time for me. Touch the city. Stop it.
Pretty brown eyes.
It's not fake. I'll show you how to move in a room full of whole bitches. He met me and now he don't even know bitches. I see you be on IG. I'm thick, you sick, damn, you need an IV. Show me your ID, cause I don't know you chicks. You scared the hype, no? Jump off my dick.
Yeah, my pretty brown eyes.
Motown recording artist Kim. Tune in to the LoveZoneUSA.com and I'll talk with you soon.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network right here on the LoveZone USA. We are talking about moms who rock. We have our special guest, Alexandra Bernard Simmons, on, and of course, my lovely co-host, she's also a mom that rocks, Nicole Martin. Ladies, this has just been so amazing. Both of you guys are just
phenomenal, and I just feel the energy that our listeners are having. I know how excited, I know how much everything that we've been talking about has helped them. I also want to go into, Alexandra, your travel blog, because how did that come about? How did you kind of decide, like, okay, this is something I'm going to do? Because I was checking out your Instagram, and you've been so many cool places, also taking bomb pictures everywhere, like really phenomenal.
Thank you.
So how did you kind of do all of this? It still baffles me how it, like, there's enough time in the world. I love it.
Right?
No, you know what it is? It's like once you quit that 9-to-5, you find the time. You definitely find the time. Mm-hmm. But as far as the travel block idea, I was traveling. Well, first and foremost, I was born in Germany. So I was always, and when I came to the States pretty early, so I was always, like, in love with this far-off place that I vaguely remembered. So I always feel like that kind of opened my eyes to travel. But once I hit college, I would travel with my friends annually, and we turned it into a trip. Like every single year, we would go somewhere different. Until I started traveling 3 times a year, then 4 times a year, then 6 times a year. So it became such a huge part of my life. And again, I always try to encourage people, how do you think like a boss? Like, how do you turn your passion into a paycheck? So I'm saying that I'm spending all this money on travel. It's time for me to start making money off of travel. And I just started working with the travel blogs. Yeah, travel. And that turned into travel vlogs, the video blogs, and then the travel clothing line. And I know, I think it was, a year and a half ago, I had a whole ride to Italy to just blog about my experience there. And that was definitely the goal. And I was also featured in Essence magazine as a woman of color who travels around the world. So it's just, when you're your true authentic self and you really stick to the things that you love, it comes so effortlessly. Mm-hmm. So it's just really important to just stick to the things that you love to do.
Yeah,
and, you know, talking amazing. About how to make money off of things like,
right.
How do you do that? How do you go about doing that? What are some steps? Because I feel like there's, I'm one of those people where, like, you know, I have all these ideas of kind of how I want to build my social media or build these blogs, and it's confusing because you think about how do you make that into something that's profitable and turn it from that hobby to a business?
Mm-hmm. Well, the number one thing you want to do is do your research. Like, does this already exist? Like, it depends on what genre you're into or what industry that you're thinking about. But the first thing you want to do is just start doing your research to see if something similar is out there. Or if you have a hobby, just Google to see if there's already a business, pretty much. That'll help in that aspect.
That makes a lot of sense. But what if, too, Alexandra, my passion is 10,000 other people's passion? How do you, then I guess you just have to figure out how do you differentiate yourself from these people? It's kind of, that's where it gets difficult.
That's a good question. So think about this. What if Rihanna didn't make a makeup line because everybody else had a makeup line? Right?
Ooh,
that would have been.
Right.
That would have been a huge mistake. So, there's a lot of markets that are saturated, but you have to break into the market and you have to brand yourself properly and differentiate yourself. So the first thing that she did was say this is going to be a makeup line for every shade, right? And that's where a lot of makeup lines were lacking. So she was able to take advantage of their weakness and turn it into her strength. So that's another thing where research comes in. If you have a passion that you're going to turn it into, like, if you're going to, like, start another clothing line. Because guess what? My clothing line is going to be different from your clothing line because that's coming from me. That's coming from my heart and my creativity and my soul. So it's going to look completely different from someone else's clothing line. So you don't want to, like, try to deter anybody from their business just because it's a saturated market. You have to figure out how you're going to brand yourself. So are you going to be the cheaper alternative? Are you going to be the luxurious alternative? Are you going to be the green alternative, all natural? So you need to just kind of figure out how you're going to break into the market.
That's awesome. Alexandra, we are so impressed with you. That's why we wanted you on the show, because you are multifaceted. You are doing so many things. I'm like, you must be exhausted. You must not get any sleep. But there are so many things that you're doing. And then on top of that, you are a choreographer. Like, you're an entertainer. You work with some magnificent people, and you mentioned it at the top of the show. I want to talk about that as well. We're trying to get all this great stuff about you in this hour, but I want you to talk about your performing arts company, which is amazing in itself. I heard you said you had two locations. I want to know how that started, and how, you know, you being a boss on other levels, how do you manage to maintain this as well?
So the performing arts school, that was the first baby, so to speak, as far as entrepreneurship goes. And dance was my first passion. So that's, of course, that's why I leaned on that. And that's what I was an expert at. One thing with business is you want to start a business where you are the expert. So there was years and years that I put into my dance career, and I just knew it was time for me to start regurgitating it pretty much and start to teach it. And the thing with the performing arts school is it kind of points to the advice that I was giving you earlier. It's at a point where I have enough employees that it runs itself. And that's exactly the level that you want to get to as an entrepreneur. My company is 6 years old, and some of my employees have been there for 6 years. So they know exactly how, you know, everything is supposed to be ran, so I don't have to be there all the time, you know, when we're in operation. In addition to that, as far as my dancing goes, I still dance, of course, because nobody could pull me off that stage. But I make sure that it's really just for it's really just for the big shows. So the last show I did was with was at Radio City Music Hall, and I was able to share the stage with like Bobby Brown and Lisa and a lot of big names like that. So yeah, and it's just, again, when I tell you, when it's something that you are put here to do, it's effortlessly. And like, my dancing for me comes so easy. If I'm choreographing something, I could choreograph a whole set on my way from New Jersey to New York in my head in the car, because that's how you know that you are born to do something. It's so easy. So I also tell people too, when you're trying to find your passion, you're trying to find your purpose, you have to think about what is something that just, you know, just comes so easy to you and something that you love at the same time.
Definitely. Oh my goodness. I mean, this is so great. I feel like we're able to, you know, just have so much knowledge, you know, dropped on our listeners. I'm learning so much. I'm over here taking notes. Like, oh, I need to think like Linda Smart and think like a boss. I love it. You have to let all our listeners know where they're able to find you, where they're able to get your information, and where they can get your book again. Because I know Nicole and I are going to be the first ones ordering it.
Definitely.
Reading over, comparing tips. And where they could follow you on social media, as well as where they are able to find the travel blog.
Sure. So for social media, the name is Think Like a Boss NJ. That's for the Think Like a Boss. And Travel Bitten Lex for the travel blog. And the travel page is doing wonderfully on Instagram, because, you know, Instagram is great for pictures and things, so it's perfect there. For the book, you can order it online at actladiesthinkboss.com, or you can go on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. It's on iBooks. It's on basically any book platform that you could think of. You can purchase the book on there. But you can get a signed copy from me if you go on our website, actladiesthinkboss.com.
Oh, thank you so much. Ooh, everyone, make sure, listeners, you get on that so you can get that signed copy. Alexander, thank you so much for being here and sharing so much knowledge and just, you know, sharing your heart with us. We appreciate you so much, and we hope to have you on real soon.
Yes, thanks for having me. You guys are amazing. Thank you.
Oh,
thanks,
you're
so
amazing.
Much. Happy,
happy
Mother's
Day.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
Nicole.
Alexander. Karish, wow.
We
amazing,
love so
right?
much.
Oh, man. She's amazing. I am going to get her book. I'm so serious. She taught me a lot tonight, and I know there was a lot of information in that book. So it's going to be one of the things that I do in the next 24 hours for sure.
Yeah, that was amazing. I feel like we learned so much and just really drop in, you know, knowledge. And a lot of it is, like, I love the way she talks about getting a business plan together and kind of all those practical steps, because I feel like I'm one of those people that will think of a million creative ideas and then not actually think it through. So
that's
it's one of those
true.
Things that's really nice to kind of see, like, okay, this is how I have to organize everything, and this is how to turn something into something tangible. Because I think that's what happens a lot is you want to start something and you got the creative side and you're like, okay, but we don't know how to actually turn it into a business or turn it into something profitable. So that was really great. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And, you know, again, thank you so much, listeners. We we're just having a great time, Nicole. I'm so grateful for you. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, I'm so grateful for you, too. Big, give your mom a big hug from me and the Girlfriend Network. And again, we thank your mom for making such an amazing person as yourself. We love Karish. Karish, you rock. And again, let's shout out to one of our producers, Denise Duran, who is a new mom. We hope you have. Is this going to be her first Mother's Day? I think this is her first Mother's Day, right? To Logan. So, yes. You know, Denise, we hope you have an amazing day. And Anne, we love you. Thank you, Anne. Anne works behind the scenes. She's another producer, and she keeps us on point. So we thank you. Listeners, again, thank you for tuning in. Please remember to follow us on IG. We got an IG now. So it's the_girlfriend_network. Next week, we will be back here. Same place, same time, with a topic, Sex Coaching 101 with Sexpert Tayumi Karish. I don't think you're going to be here for that show. Karish has another engagement, so we'll see Karishma after next week, right?
Yes, yes. I won't be there next week, but I will be back right after.
Awesome. So, listeners, we thank you once again for listening. We'll see you next week. Have a wonderful week. Stay blessed. Peace and love.
This is